The resolution creating a temporary commission to establish a borough energy policy and to recommend changes to an existing borough ordinance could result in the repeal of a 2007 borough law restricting the size and location of electrical generation plants. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly passed the resolution as amended at Tuesday night's meeting. Borough Assemblyman Warren Keogh protested the motion.
The content of this resolution, which to me appears nothing more than a thinly veiled effort to completely repeal 8.32, the power plant code that was established several years ago under the prospect of a coal-fired power plant.
The resolution aimed at reviewing the 2007 ordinance was sponsored by Assemblymember Steve Culligan from Wasilla. Culligan said he has concerns about borough growth colliding head-on with the restrictive law. Culligan said Matanuska Electric Association was already having problems linking transmission lines from its Eklutna facility to the fast-growing Knik Road area. MEA's plant is outside borough lines because of the 2007 law.
And my intent is to have the energy board look at our energy policy, modify it, whatever needs to happen, but we need to be cognizant at the same time our needs for and all the things identified in our economic development plan. Many of those new industry, new jobs need access to affordable power and energy.
Earlier, Keogh had raised the question of conflict of interest regarding some of the assembly members. Matsu Borough Mayor Larry DeVilbiss sits on the board of MEA, while assembly member Ron Arvin is on the Alaska Energy Authority Board. Keogh's suggestion of conflict set Arvin bristling.
When one is involved in a number of things like some of us are, I want to make sure that I am doing what is correct and by code. And I don't want to do something that allows some spruce hen to come and cause me a bunch of personal grief in the future. That's why I want to put a fork in it and be done with it, because I'm kind of tired of it.
Assemblymember Jim Culver of Palmer calmed the waters a bit by introducing amendments to the main motion increasing the number and affiliation of members on the proposed review panel. That panel will include representatives from Borough Fish and Wildlife and renewable energy advocates. The final resolution passed without objection. Even though Keogh voted for it, after the meeting he said he still had his doubts as to the real focus of the proposed energy review panel.
So the question was really never answered to. Who asked for this? Did MEA ask for it? I don't think so. Did NSTAR? No. Did anybody from a state entity with Susitna Matana hydropower project? So you have to ask who's driving it and what's their intention. And I think their intention is to, it might not hurt to amend 8.32, but this won't be a benign exercise. And my expectation that title of the borough code will be gutted when we're done.
Keogh says the work of the proposed panel will go to the Borough Planning Commission for review. The Planning Commission will bring it back to the Assembly for final approval. I'm Ellen Lockyer.